All righty. Good morning, everybody. It is December 3rd. This is our first official December conference call. We do these conference calls every single Friday morning, 8:30 a.m. We did miss last Friday because Friday after Thanksgiving, and maybe we won't do one on Christmas Eve. But other than that, we are doing these calls every single week. Love to do them. If you are brand new, I just encourage you to put this on your calendar, make it a point, not just to come listen to me or David or whoever may be sharing, but just to stay connected is so critical in this business. If you want to know one of the secrets, in my opinion, to just winning at this, it's just getting connected, staying connected. That's kind of step one to make sure you keep yourself lit up, because it's easy for your flame to go out when you're just out there, you know, on your own. You know, we're all going to go through mental challenges and struggles and get in our head. And people that don't stay connected, that just happen. Their flame can go out. I mean, it's just the reality of the situation. So I learned a long time ago, get around the fire. You'll stay hot. You'll stay warm, and you'll keep yourself, you know, on fire. So just congratulate you for being on this call. Real quick, I want to mention the 1% Club that we do every single month. If you're not in that channel, I'll put a little link in the Successes channel. You can click on and join. You know, obviously not a lot of people participate in there, but love for people to share what they're learning. Dave and I are big advocates of just growth and getting better. I mean, he and I are perfect examples of two people that are just not very good. And to start, and we just get better. You know, that's our goal. We just want to get better. We hope that next year we're better than this year, and we will be, because we're going to be intentional about it and just keep growing just like we've been doing as an organization. And so part of that is reading, keeping our mindset right, challenging each other. So we're reading a book called Discipline Equals Freedom. I love it. It's an easy read. I read it a couple years ago. It was a gift, and I'm a huge fan of this. It's easy read, though. You can go on SLG Team on the resources page. It's actually on our kind of book list, but we'll share it in Slack as well. But I just wanted to promote that book. Also, just want to share, I know we put it in Slack. Did a little video about it, too, but I want to make sure everybody knows we are on for the summit January 15th in Athens, Georgia. And that's where we live. But it's also a great town, maybe the home to the national champions football team. We'll see. But it's in Athens, January 15th. At the Hilton Garden Inn. I'll post the link again in Slack if you haven't. It's only $25 for a ticket. It's going to include kind of lunch and that kind of thing on that Saturday. We're planning to kind of, you know, whoever comes in Friday night, do a dinner. That kind of, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun, but it's also just going to be an opportunity to learn, to grow. You know, we haven't done live events really with Summit Life Group, just with COVID and everything else. It's really been a while. We've been to some live events, but we just haven't, you know, done everything virtual. But I will tell you, getting in a room, you know, rubbing shoulders, just kind of building relationships, but also just what you can learn and take away. Truly, I believe it's one of the greatest investments that you can make. I love, you know, kind of generic conferences or industry conferences. Those things are good. But to me, there's nothing better than a conference that's so tuned in and specific to what you're doing every day and being able to hear from different people. So, I mean, we want to make it, we want to make it an absolutely awesome event, but I truly believe it will be. So I just encourage you to do it. I know it's an investment. It's a tax write-off, just like buying leads, you know, but you can get a hotel if you need to, for most of you that are coming in, you can get a hotel Friday night. If you need to, or Friday and Saturday night, we're planning to stay down there. We just want to hang out, have a good time together, but also really learn and make it a point to elevate for all of us. I think it can be a breakthrough for your business. If you're brand new, in my opinion, there's really nothing you could do better than to start that way, to just come to that, to a live event like that. And again, it's not a requirement, don't want to feel that way, but we want to do it because we want to help everybody win and succeed. That's why that's what we're all about. And I truly believe getting together can do that for you. So I know for me personally, a lot of my breakout moments, you know, in my career have come from being in a physical environment to help me just make a decision and just help me. Sometimes what I always try to do is go with one idea, like one thing that I can pick up And, you know, we're going to be able to do things, you know, whether it's very specific CRM training that is very hard to do, you know, even watching, but like just really digging into what we do. And so we're going to be able to do a lot of that kind of stuff and just training that is honestly, it's a whole different level that I think we'll be able to do and answer questions. And just, I think it's going to be a really, really great event. So if you're brand new, I encourage you to just make a commitment to go. It'll be fun. Treat it like a little vacation. That's what we're doing with our wives even. And just, you know, we're just going to have a great time. But the Hilton Garden Inn, we do have a room block there. It should be there now if you call this morning. I'll make sure, but it should be there. There's a room block for Summit Life Group that's on hold until December 26th. So if you want to stay at the hotel, the Hilton Garden Inn, it's a great spot, downtown Athens, cool town. Again, we'll have a lot of fun, but I want to just promote that because I think it's going to be a really, really great event. So January 15th, again, we'll share the details again in Slack. You know, I will tell you, and I'm not just saying this, this is by far, Dave and I mean, we're like pinching ourselves because it's, since we have been doing telesales, this is the best the business has ever been, period. I mean, we have made literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dials. I'm starting to lose count. We track all our stuff. We have flat out made a lot of dials, made a lot of quotes. We've sold a lot of policies, millions of dollars of premium. But I'm just telling you what we are doing is working. It's getting better. We're getting it more dialed in than ever before. And, you know, I appreciate some people like John Mantooth. You know, John took this journey with us when we were kind of transitioning. We were more of annuity guys. A lot of you guys know we were in the field, kind of really, and we said, hey, we want to sell over the phone. We started down this process, got started. I mean, we were so bad, so horrible at this business. What we did was so hard. We were laughing about it yesterday. John came by the office and we were just laughing. I mean, like even when we first discovered, we started with Liberty Bankers, it was like a breakthrough for us. But I remember, and a lot of y'all probably remember this, like remember having to hold for like 30 minutes to even get somebody on the phone to do an interview. I mean, but that was actually a bonus. I mean, before that, we were like trying to make it selling AIG policies. We didn't know what the heck we were doing. And so I'm just saying we have taken this journey and gotten better and better and better and better. And, you know, I appreciate all of you that have kind of made some transitions with us this year and, you know, through 2021. But Dave and I were just looking, we're like, man, 90 days ago, like what we've been able to do and kind of get momentum for us in the last 90 days is incredible. And again, we track our numbers every single month. We're writing just better business. We're writing better premium, just everything about what we're doing. But we're going to continue to innovate or try to, you know, continue to get better. We're not going to rest on that. But I appreciate all of you that have taken this journey with us. Those of you that are brand new, you're just on this call, you haven't even made a dial yet. I mean, I'm like, you don't understand. Like you have what you could take off and do will blow your mind. And I think we're going to see that because if you will just take it and run with it, right, and actually do the work, I think you can explode your business. And that's what we're going to experience in 2022. It's hard to say that. But Dave and I were talking about like our theme, our personal theme for 2022 is winning. Like we want to win in 2022. 2021 has been fantastic, and you know we had our best month ever last month in November. We're gonna beat it in December. All those people that say holidays, whatever, that's just excuses. People are buying life insurance during the holidays. Dave and I are running up. We worked hard to hit our goals to take off for Thanksgiving. Still had our biggest personal month of the year. And we were able to take off for Thanksgiving. But we're going to take that into 2022, and we're going to win in 2022. And I want that for all of you on this call. And so what I want to do real quick, and I want to get David on, is just something that Dave and I have been doing. And we talk about this all the time, but I want to maybe break it down a little bit different. Something that he and I are doing, the same thing we've always been doing, but we're really committed. But I want to break out three different, parts. A lot of people, and if you're brand new, get the activity tracker. Make sure you start that way. Don't start with bad habits of not tracking your numbers. If you're not daily going out tracking your numbers, hitting targets, you're doing the business wrong, and you're just delaying your success, in my opinion. You got to trust us on this and go after targets every day. Every single day we go after our targets. Targets are number one. So there's three things that we do, and we track this on a board. We look at it. We obsess over it, and it's so much fun. It's targets, goals, results. Targets, goals, results. And if you're at a place where you can write this down, write this down. I know you've heard David talk about this a lot, but just still write it down. Targets, results, goals. I'm sorry, targets, goals, results. Targets, goals, results. Let me tell you the difference, and David can piggyback on this. Targets. What are the daily targets? And I love the idea of targets. Targets is not really a goal. Targets is like, there's no excuses. I'm going to hit my target, period. It's not really a goal, right? The goal is the next piece. The target is, number one, the most important target is our dials. This blows my mind that people don't hit this target. I'm just being honest, because it's zero skill, 100% nothing but discipline. Go back to our book of Discipline Equals Freedom. Look, we've got 50. We may have to change it to dollar leads, but we've got leads available. There's really no reason that someone can't hit dials, okay? Now, again, I understand the emotional part of it, and I get it, but my point is it's just discipline. It's just a target, but when you understand what it does in the next pieces, it's a lot of fun. And so figure out how to conquer number one target, which is your dial target. For me and David right now, because we've got aggressive goals, I'm selling right now aggressively, my target and David's target is $300, okay? Now, I don't always hit that target, but I'm striving for it, right? But $300, that's target number one. Now, again, you can cut that in half if you want that. Cut that in a third if you want that. If you're not doing 100, start at 100. Maybe go to 150. Don't worry about 300. I'm just telling you what we're doing every single day. There's no secrets here. $300 is the target. The second target, and this is the one that I really obsess over, well, both of them, but it's 12 quotes. Let me get 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 12 quotes. And I obsess over that target, and I'm tracking it. So at the top of my activity tracker at the beginning of the week, target, $300 a day, 12 quotes a day. And then I track it. Of course, I track the dials in the CRM under call logs, and then I'm tracking my quotes. And that includes quick quotes. And if anybody's selling internet leads, and we're going to do a lot of training on this because we've really dialed in and learned the difference in selling some internet leads. TM, I don't care what type of leads you want to sell, but there is some differences. You got to move quickly with internet leads, but they're fantastic, but you got to learn how to sell them. But either way, I don't care if it's a quick quote. If I get a quote off, because sometimes, you know, I'm getting the quote and then backing into the sale. John Mantu stopped by and he saw one. The guy, I'm not interested. Oh, you're not interested in the 1995? You know, policy, I ran a quote, whatever the cheapest thing I saw, threw it out there. He said, well, I'm interested in that. Then we start talking. The guy had a heart attack, you know, recently ended up selling him a $80 policy. Okay, that was a quick quote, but I had to move fast to get his attention. Wrote him an $80 policy. One before that was, you know, was $130 a month. Okay, but that quick quote turned into a real sale. But I'm driving for my quotes. So it's dials quotes. That's your targets. That's your target, right? You can have an app target, but the most important target is your dials and quotes. That's what we're obsessed over every single day. Because if I hit that number, my pipeline stays full. David Thomas is an incredible closer. But the biggest reason that he's a good closer, but it's not really, in my opinion, the secret. The best thing about David is he has very small gaps. I mean, he took off a couple of days. He's because he's consistently dialing and quoting, his pipeline stays full. And so you don't understand how much your close ratio changes. Like when I got back really, once we got all this stuff in place and I got really zoned in selling, at first my close ratio was not as good, right? Well, that's not because I wasn't a good closer. I mean, I could always be better, but it wasn't that my closing necessarily was bad. The problem is my pipeline was low. When your pipeline's low, your close ratios look off. But when your pipeline's full, you got more stuff in the hopper and you're closing more business. I'm telling you. So David's a great closer, but the biggest key to his success is he's the number one dialer. He's the number one quoter. So he's hitting his targets more often. So targets are your dials and your quotes. Your goals, our goal is an AP goal. So 2000 AP, right? So 300 dials, 12 quotes, 2000 AP. That's my daily goal. And then we've also got a weekly goal, so that'd be 10,000, and then your monthly goal is 40,000. Okay, so you got 2,000 a day, that's 10,000 a week, 40,000. That's how you write 40,000 of premiums. Very simple, but it all goes back to your targets: 300 dials, 12 quotes, and then the results is what did you actually do? So, like yesterday, for example, Okay. The goal was 2,000 AP. Yesterday was a great day. Why? Because I sold my last policy on my 12th quote. I can celebrate. I hit my targets, but my AP was 2,400. I love that. At the end of the day, I went over my goal. But the most important thing is I hit my targets, right? There was one day this week that I did not hit my AP goal. It wasn't a great day, but I hit my targets. I could go home and not be frustrated with myself. And you know what? Even though I was way short that day on my AP goal, the days you go over, it averages out, and you're still on track. And of course, David has the same goals. Well, I don't know what he can talk about what he did yesterday. I know he sold way more than that. But bottom line is just focusing on your targets. I hope all of you are doing this. Set your daily targets. Set your goals. You know, your daily goal, your weekly goal, your monthly goal, and then track what you're actually doing. I mean, you should know at all times your numbers. So we track it on a spreadsheet. I mean, we got everything because that's what makes the business fun, right? Keeps it exciting. So anyway, David, I think you were dropping off Nash at carpool, and you should be done now. So I will let you hop on and share whatever thoughts you want to share if you're ready, and I can take it back over if you're not.
Yeah, I'm on. Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me, Rich?
I got you.
Perfect. Man, you nailed it. The dials is the domino, the first domino that gets everything going. And like you mentioned, it all comes down to the discipline. It's not skill. It's not talent. It's nothing other than a decision and commitment to dial. And you stay disciplined. And the next piece to that is once you create the discipline, it's just remaining consistent. You know, you dial every day, no matter how many times it is. Now, I believe firmly, like you just said, you need to put a number on it, whether it's 50 dials a day, 100 dials a day, 10 dials a day, shoot, even 5 dials a day when life just throws you curveballs. But doing some type of activity every single day is the consistency that just keeps you going. Some days you might make 2 dials because things were crazy, and you only pick up the phone to dial because you committed to it. And you might either book an appointment, you might make a sale, whatever it is, but you're really building the muscle stronger and stronger by doing something every day. And that's really the key to this business. Like we talk about all the time, just like working out, just like anything that you're wanting to improve upon, you have to build a game plan. You have to build a system to have consistent results. And like we talked, like Rich really nailed it on, is creating those daily targets, the activities that lead to your results. That's all the target is, the activity that pushes you towards accomplishing your goals. So if you know that it's 150 dials to a sale and your goal is to make 1 sale a day, then your target unequivocally needs to be 150 dials a day. And that's what's going to drive you to make the quotes you need to make. Making the quotes will drive you to make the sales that you're planning to make. So just making a commitment to yourself and doing it and being consistent. Commit to being consistent. Like Rich said, and I am so fired up about reading Discipline Equals Freedom because it's so true and it's so relatable to our business. And just those little tiny things, focusing on ways to be 1% better every day. It's not a massive change or adjustment. It's the smallest thing that's oftentimes unnoticeable that you decide to do every day. You know, tightening the screws a little bit. You know, finding ways to make a quick quote and blow through that smoke screen. Building that confidence to overcome an objection at the close. And all of these things are done by just doing it. You know, like Rich said, we knew absolutely nothing about this business when we started. I was the worst. I knew nothing. I didn't know the difference between a graded GI level. I didn't know the difference. I mean, it's comical to how bad we were when we started. And now to see where we are, and I believe we're the number one telesales agency in the country. And time will continue to prove that because we got a great community. We got a group of leaders, and we all have belief. And we got one of the most powerful pieces of technology in our history, and it's our telephone. You know, it gives us our time back. We can help people anywhere in the country at any given point. All we have to do is pick up the phone and dial 10 digits. That's it. And if you use the CRM, all you got to do is dial one button, hit one button, and it does it for you. So this is one of the greatest opportunities out there. I believe that with every ounce of my being. And we're in this business to help people succeed, help people win. And this has been a great year. We're going to absolutely blow the doors off in 2022. I've never been more excited about a conference in my life, and that's a true statement. I think this upcoming conference is going to be amazing. We've got all of our top producers already planning to be there. I'm excited to meet everybody. And, you know, we got people like Capper coming out all the way from out west, and I know everybody who's already booked the tickets and hotels, I commend you for doing that. That is a commitment in itself, commitment to self-growth, to development. And as long as you're pushing yourself, you know, getting outside of the comfort zone, you're going to grow and you're going to succeed as long as you never quit. And that's what this business is about. And it teaches you it every day. It's a humbling business and it's a great business because it gives you your freedom. You're helping people every day. You're making an enormous impact on people's lives, and you're also making a difference in your own life, and you're an example to your family. And that's the why behind what we do. So I look forward to meeting everybody in January. Let's close this week out strong. Let's stay committed. Focus on your targets. Focus on your dials, and you're going to get the results and goals that you plan for. So let's get out there. Have a great day. And as always, remember this one thing, ABD, always be dialing. Great call, Rich, and I will see you at the office, and I'll see everybody else on Slack.
All right, let's finish strong. If anybody has any questions, feel free. You can send an email, support@summitlifegroup.com, but I'll make sure the links, again, are in Slack. But I do encourage all of you just to go ahead and commit to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. We really do want to dive into some specifics. You know, we're going to talk a lot about different lead types and kind of different strategies with different ones. So we're going to get deep into it. It's going to be really, really good. But hey, if there's anything that you guys feel like would be great to cover as well, please send an email so we can just kind of work that in, because we want to plan and make it a great time to help elevate everybody's business. So if you have any questions, any challenges with hotels, whatever, again, send an email. We'll do anything we can to help you. But let's go out, like David said, finish this week strong, and I hope everybody can hits their goals. And don't slow down in December. I know we got family and all kind of stuff and lots of Christmas parties. But listen, this can be your biggest month of the year. It's going to be our biggest month of the year. So fire it up. All right, guys, we'll see you in Slack.